7 o'clock. Welcome to the Yorkville Public Library Board of Trustees meeting, March 9th, 2020. Can I have a roll call, please?
Yes. Edmund?
Here.
Rodriguez?
Here.
Walter?
Here.
Brendage is absent. Chacon, absent. Crawford?
Here.
Dennis?
Here.
Forrestal?
Here.
Garcia?
Here.
Okay, let's see. We have Dan Trezier from City.
Hello.
Fitzy, from our staff from our library, and Lisa, our director. Okay, amendments to the agenda. I'd like to add one for a discussion about the library's response to the coronavirus. Anybody else have anything you want to add to the agenda? Okay. If everybody could peruse the minutes. The one thing I noticed is that we had our special meeting on February 10th. We had our regular trustees meeting on the 10th of February as well. But I don't see the finance committee meeting.
They came in after the packet was done,
okay.
So it'll be in the notes.
Got it. Okay. Make a motion that we adopt the minutes from Board Trustees special meeting on February 10th at 6 p.m. and the Board Trustees meeting February 10th at 7 p.m. Okay.
Rodriguez?
Yes.
Walter?
Yes.
Crawford?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
Hedman?
Yes.
Do we have any correspondence? Any public comment? Any comment from the staff?
Yeah.
And then let's go ahead and take a look at the financial statements. Are there any large outstanding?
There's $1,552.75. We purchased a disc repair CD cleaning machine. It was discounted, so we bought it. Dixie said that our other machine was not working. We have two now.
This is for the DVDs.
DVDs, it's on CD, music CDs, yeah.
Okay.
A lot of them now. This new one we got is really fast, so I can do like 40 in 20 minutes.
Oh, wow. Does that have a loader? You have to do it individually?
Individually.
Oh, okay.
Spins really fast, yeah.
Saves your time.
Yes.
Motion that we pay our accounts payable in the amount of $21,530.05, two payroll periods for a total of $38,945.63, for total disbursements of $60,475.68.
Second.
Walter?
Yes.
Crawford?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Rodriguez?
Yes.
We have the report of the library director.
I'm going to do a couple highlights from my report. Sound Incorporated was called. We needed to check the camera for an incident in the library. We found out that the cameras are not working. There's a proposal later on the agenda that we will be talking about. We purchased a new commercial vacuum cleaner for the maintenance staff. And this was a previous discussion at my facilities group. Seems everybody's been going through a lot of vacuum cleaners lately. So they all suggested getting a commercial vacuum, which we did. And maintenance staff is very pleased with it. It was expensive, it was over $600. Robin Owens from Youth Services has submitted her resignation. She's leaving the United States. We placed an ad in the Kendall Record for 2 weeks, advertising the position. The community survey, we currently have 174 completed, with the majority being done online. It's going to appear on the bottom of the water bill at the end of March. You saw it?
I saw it.
So the results will be presented at the April board meeting. So they'll let it run until the end of the month and then present the report, compile the report for the board meeting in April. I want to thank the board for supporting my attendance at the PLA conference in Nashville. I will do a report at the April board meeting, and at this week's manager's meeting, I will give a report to the managers and also highlight some of the ideas that I brought back and how we can possibly initiate some of them here. It was very energizing, but also very exhausting. And I never ran into Krista at all.
I was there.
I couldn't tell. I kept looking for you. What was the last total? Was over 4,000?
Yeah.
Wow.
But it was just public library people. I ran into a number of other directors from Chicago. And I did run into Sarah from Algonquin at the airport. So I talked to her about the run that they did. It was not done by the Friends. It was done through ILA as a fundraising run. So I'll be looking into that to present back to the board. On how we can use ILA to filter the money through. So that'll be probably an April, May report back. So thank you again for letting me go. It was helpful to go the day before because I got another day at the conference. So I stayed at the airport. It was a lot cheaper than in downtown Nashville. And accommodations were fine, so. And also used Uber, which was also a lot cheaper. We weren't in the downtown. So we got it. Oh, never mind.
I was just looking for the job description.
I was at the airport hotel Tuesday night. Oh, and then Wednesday, I wasn't going to pay $300 a night to stay at the Holiday Inn. So I stayed for $85 at the airport. So thank you again for letting me go. Back with some really interesting ideas.
Can we take it?
So the Friends of the Library have been helping clean the shelving.
They're doing bulletin boards in the children's area.
That's great.
They're working with each manager as what needs to be done in their departments.
Mm-hmm.
You can see them here with their rags and up on chairs and cleaning shelves and books.
Mm-hmm. Oh, great.
Yeah, we're very fortunate to have such a committed group.
Okay. Let's see. Anything from the city?
Not tonight.
Okay, standing committee. So we just had a finance committee meeting. And we will, under new business, we'll talk about the library budget. Let's see. Unfinished business, meeting with policy.
Dixie's here tonight to talk about the changes that we incorporated as of last month's recommendations. And so you look at the sheets in red and blue.
Yes, M2, that page, we have to stay as is.
Oh, this
first page.
First page is what?
M3. I crossed out all the things that are gone, starting at the top of fee for each meeting room. I crossed out room because we only have one meeting room to rent. So, must be accompanied for room reservation application. The fee will be returned if the application is denied. We don't really deny them because we talk to them up front and see what they're all about when we book them. Please call for room availability and let's add that. Last line, cancellations made less than 48 hours before scheduled meeting will forfeit the fee. That used to be 24 hours. I would like to completely delete the security deposit thing. Originally, when this was set up, we had that going. We never really enforced the security deposit. We'd just take their check up front, keep the check for the meeting. We've never had a problem with damages with people renting the room. And that's just an added check to keep track of and send back. And so I'd really like to get rid of that.
We also added the cleanup fee to nonprofits too, so that it's on for nonprofits and for profits.
And for profits, yeah, so if food is served. Down where equipment available, I just added a couple of things there. Just flip it over to M4. We need to make changes to have this in a line with our other policy about unsupervised age. It is 11 years old, and that is per state. I think that you can't leave your child under 11 unattended in a public place or something like that. So, and that's it.
And then we changed all the form too to add
a new form just to kind of streamline things. And on the old form, there's also giving keys to the room and returning keys, or don't really have a key.
Just to be specific for that number one, do we need to add vaping to that as well as no smoking or tobacco use?
Or vaping.
Yeah, because how do we change the other one?
We added vaping into that as well. Rosati's cater a full three-course dinner.
Then I'll make a motion to be adopted.
Second.
you probably add with minor changes.
Oh, yeah, with the minor changes already mentioned, like vaping or cannabis products.
We'll have the
revised policy
for your vehicles at next meeting.
Okay.
All right, Danis?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
Hedman?
Yes.
Rodriguez? Yeah. Walter?
Yes.
Sorry, I've been reading. Crawford?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, new business. Library budget. Okay, so we had a meeting prior to this where Rob Fredrickson from the city presented the changes that we asked for last meeting. And everybody should have a copy of that proposed budget. Most of us have seen it. Krista, you have it. Take a couple minutes to peruse it, and then we can either talk about it or adopt it.
Projecting deficit budgets for 2021 through 2025. But historically, we've always had a deficit budget. We always come back in the black instead of ending the year in the red. I think it's projected for this year.
Yeah, it's projected.
Yeah, projected for 2020, we're projected to have a good balance of $20,000.
FY21 budget that's been presented to us.
I'll second.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
Hedman?
Yes.
Rodriguez?
Yes.
Walter?
Yes.
Crawford?
Yes.
Danis?
Yes.
Can I ask a meeting room question? On the... This is why I need to finish reading it. On 22, and I always wondered this, it's sitting audience of 149. So we can actually fit more than 149 in this room, right? Because there's...
Yeah, the fire...
So is it sitting or total?
It is 149. It's posted right by the door.
Total.
Okay, because it says sitting audience of 149. Because a lot more than that can stand in here.
I'm just saying total audience. No more than 149. If that's what the fire...
Right. Well, the application says 149, but the policy
right.
says
that's
sitting awesome. Audience of 149,
right.
So which implies that more than 149
sitting.
Can fit
yeah.
in here.
Everyone's sitting.
Good
catch. Like, I want to promote an offer visit, and do we have to, like, if we hit that number, turn people away? Okay. So that's important for people to know that difference.
Okay, next topic, security camera upgrade.
The full proposal's in the packet, but the email that I gave out, that I asked him to prioritize what absolutely needs to be done now.
There's two pieces to the proposal. One is our security system that hasn't been working for several years because it was I think we got a proposal, I think this was even before Lisa got here, that it stopped working. Those are the posts by the doors?
Oh, that's having to do with the collection.
That's the strip, RFID.
Yeah. Okay.
This is for the key fobs.
Okay.
And the cameras.
Okay.
Yeah. And well, it's still two different. There's one for the cameras and one for the key fobs and the security system. This is replacing, from what I'm reading, this is replacing the current burglar alarm system?
No, this is for the key fobs. Alarm detection system is our alarm system.
That's what I was wondering.
This is for the employees when you try to get in upstairs to the back door.
I mean, employees?
I mean, everyone
has a fob to get in.
So what are we upgrading?
It is the, well, the software is the original software from 2007.
Got it.
And
that's old.
And, yeah. And
they can't find the parts.
The people who have been doing the cameras, which is Sound Incorporated, getting into the cameras is okay for them, but then once they're in there, I can't go in and seem to get into the right program for the fobs, to program the fobs.
Oh,
and
okay.
With a lot of turnover in employees, it's
hard to track.
Yeah.
But we get those fobs back when
they do. Yes, we do. Okay.
But they can't, they don't, the system is so dated that if it breaks, they don't have parts for it. As for the cameras, they can replace it under maintenance, but the quality of what we're seeing on the cameras, you can't really, it's not clear enough.
And it's because of the system.
No, it's because of the cameras. So what is the resolution of cameras right now? I mean, are we talking like they're 480, like standard definition?
Standard.
They're analog.
Yeah, they're standard.
So, yeah, so what they're saying is they want to,
they want to bring them up to the 1080p.
Upgrade that system to digital. Mm-hmm. We're on analog now.
Yeah. Except he's saying that the burglar system needs to be replaced in this proposal.
Yeah, because on page 3, it's talking about the burglar alarm system.
And he even said in an email, that's their number one, the burglar system.
Our alarm system seems to work because I get called all the time.
Really? Well, you won't get as many calls because there was a problem on the second floor. It was being triggered by like the AC and different things.
Oh, wow.
They came out and they turned down the sensitivity, so it's not, it hasn't been going on.
Yeah, because he has that in here. It says access control upgrade replacement.
So when you say access,
burglar alarm intrusion system. Mm-hmm.
So they're replacing the panel or the keypad.
First and foremost would be building security systems.
But it seems like Sound Incorporated is trying to do something that we already have another company for. Am I under the? We have a company that monitors our alarm system.
Yes.
Or were they the ones that put the alarm system in? The company that monitors.
No, that company.
They went out of business, and whoever we got now is took it over.
All right, but our
Sound or the new other company?
Different company.
Yeah. All right. Sound Incorporated has just been doing our camera replacements, and they also do our telephones.
Okay.
The hardware and our telephones.
So I don't see a reason why we should look into alarm replacement
The key fobs are considered access control.
Right.
Is that part of the alarm system?
No. The 3 systems. So, I mean, my guess is they want to replace it to get it under their standard set of products they support.
Right.
So that they can provide ongoing support to it. If I had to guess, I mean, I've worked with Sound before, and it's just, they probably want all these systems to be kind of products they're comfortable with, or they're being able to support it. My feeling is, given the cost, I mean, we at least should go out to bid with another vendor before we make any decisions.
Yes.
Wait, is there something wrong? I'm sorry if I'm behind. Is there something currently wrong with our camera system?
Yeah.
But our alarm system, no.
Alarm system, nothing different, no.
So can't we just keep that as it is if we're fine with it? Or save it?
Potentially. Yeah. It goes back to parts. If it hasn't been refreshed in a while, or if it it's not something they typically support. If it breaks, they can't ensure that they have parts.
Well, we have somebody else doing
it. But a completely different company handles that.
Different company. Yeah. Totally.
They're just giving us a thing for something we didn't even ask them for.
Right.
But the other issue is we have 7 cameras down right now.
Out of how many cameras? 30. So, were we ever told that, hey, your camera's busted? Hey, you have another camera.
Unless somebody looks at the monitor in the tech room, nobody knows the cameras aren't working.
Yeah, it's in that room.
When there's a problem, we go check the camera.
Yeah, well, they'll replace the existing cameras we have for free.
So we have 32. So we have 32 cameras.
We have 7 that are down now.
Yeah.
7 down.
So technically, we could have them replaced.
By that company?
By Sound Incorporated.
Sound Incorporated. They said in the email they would replace them for free.
Under the maintenance.
Under the maintenance. And then we can.
Why don't we do that regardless? I mean, if they're going to cover it.
In the meantime, go out to
bid. And then go out to bid.
Yep. If our warranty is covering repairing those cameras regardless of what we want to do.
We should have a working camera versus 7 non-working cameras.
Right.
And, I mean, yeah, they're saying replace them one at a time, but we're talking 16 times 32.
Well, maybe I'm wrong on the 32, but I know it's at least 20,
there's a bunch.
Right?
There's a bunch.
There's a lot of money.
We need to know how many. Do we know where they are? Do we actually know where all of them are?
Yeah.
So maybe we should have a count of them.
This includes the ones out in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Outside and inside.
Okay.
Was there 7 down inside?
Yes. So I think they're all inside cameras.
Yeah. We got the outside one fixed last year.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So... And I mean, if it's under contract, we should have them replaced, no matter what.
But it's going to be the analog. It's not going to.
That's
be.
Fine.
But in the meantime, until we get this, out to bid, at least we're covered.
They've been helping with the access control, but they're not the people who installed the access control.
No.
Whoever installed the access control can no longer do that.
They're out of business.
They're all around.
But there's lots of, our schools our schools all have
and
this.
And it works. I can never get into that program.
So is there a possibility of getting training on the program rather than replacing?
So once I'm in the program, I can do it, no problem.
So you can't get into the system.
Into that program.
Oh, so she can't get
into the computer system. Software is not working.
Never been updated.
The company no longer exists.
That's the one.
Well, the installer. That doesn't mean that the product doesn't exist.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because often she said the keys fobs do work. Everybody who's been here a while, theirs works flawlessly. It's when she has to when she has to change it for a new person, and so that's the software. A lot of times there's change software.
Active fobs. So right now I'm keeping it on paper. The number of the file who I give to because I can't get in the program. They actually put their name in there.
So that's a person who just knows access control systems. That's not necessarily replacement either.
Is there a way to even get a printout of who's come through the door in the last day, or is that you just can't get into the software
and
query anything?
Mm-hmm. Right. Sure. So maybe Ross.
Do you know the name of the
program? I'm trying to remember what it was. I think there was a computer up in the tech lab that was handled all that.
But it's all. You know, the square button type stuff.
Old style.
Windows 07 or whatever.
So we've never updated it ever.
And don't we have a computer person who we pay
for? He doesn't know anything about that either.
Yeah,
I do. I did. Long time ago.
Figure it out.
I'll have to go up there and look.
I think instead of replacing that, that's a couple $100 tech person a few hours to go train you on it, and we maybe have to update the software. But.
So the problem, though, is on access control systems, when you're talking about, now you're out of your software agreement, to get back in the agreement, you have to purchase a new agreement. I mean, it can be thousands of dollars just to get the software up to a current release, too. So.
Yeah.
I mean, once we find a vendor that supports whatever particular software we have, it's probably not going to change. They're probably going to want to rip it out and put the newest version to be able to support it. So, I mean, this is going to be a discussion that we'll need to probably take action on, whether it's with Sound Inc. or a vendor.
Right.
That's,
Exactly.
I'm assuming that the camera price is not included in their $12,500.
No. This they put the camera unit pricing below.
Interior camera $1,600 each. Exterior camera $1,750 each.
Yep.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
Mm-hmm. Times 20 or 32. I think, yeah, I say get the free ones that are covered under the warranty for now, those 7 ones.
Yep.
And then go to bid to look for someone else that can assist us with.
Are some of these cameras just regular point one area, or are they like a 360? Or in, I doubt it. They're 360.
No, they're just,
they're so it could be that we may be able to lessen the number by having 360 cameras.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That can actually get a full 360 degree view. So we may be able to bring that.
Those are really expensive.
Can I have another question? Because he asked you. Because I know that key fobs are connected to alarm systems in some places.
Yeah. Typically, access control and intrusion prevention are different systems.
Yeah.
But I know, like, in our schools, they're connected. Because if you use your key fob, then the alarm automatically gets disarmed.
Right.
It's no, that does not work that way here. Yeah.
But that's what he's saying. Like,
well, he's
maybe
asked,
that's why
he's
he gave a quote. Because he's saying, shouldn't they speak so that if she swipes, she doesn't also have to enter the code. She swiped in with her authorized key fob.
And it automatically goes into the system, right?
Yes, we know exactly who went in and what time you left.
Yes.
So they are connected. Maybe that's why he gave a quote.
But the alarm company we have now, do they offer a system like that? That we don't have to go through Sound Incorporated? That the alarm system we have, do they have a fob system that we can purchase?
Yes.
Or have installed under the
So we should get their quote as well.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, how many card readers do we have? How many doors have card fob readers on them?
1, 2, 3, 4. I'll say
at least 4.
Yeah, I think there's 4.
So the two
upstairs.
Two
on the end, front door, back door.
Admin door.
Oh, yeah, the admin, the two admin doors,
room.
So that's 6.
Okay.
So, to me, it would seem better to have that go through the alarm system that we're going to be in.
It depends on the capabilities, because you'd have to, I mean, right now with an access control system, you can assign a fob to each employee. Some of the ones that go with the security systems are real basic, and as far as keeping track of who has access to what and disabling fobs, you know, we would have to understand the full capability.
Mm-hmm.
You just need to get a few security vendors in. All the security vendors do all three systems and say,
we're trying to keep
it cost effective.
Yes.
We need an updated access control system. We'd love to have integration with our alarm. We need IP cameras. You know, what's the best solution? Because there's 10 different ways to solve it, and we can all come up with stuff, but they're really the ones that are going to put together the options.
Does every single employee
get a
fob?
So does it mean
fob?
Right now that we can't get
into the program to query
right.
Who came in at a certain time or a certain day.
That's not good.
So
I would say that Russ and I could probably look at that and figure out if we can.
Yeah. It exists. She just can't access it.
Yeah.
It's being stored in whatever software is running.
Maybe you guys should do that before we. Well, they can get them. Proposals, but before we spend this money, see what you guys.
Well, I think they need to look at before we go out the bid or do it.
Yeah.
So I just got an email from Susan Chacon that she's not going to make the meeting.
Got it.
Okay. So.
Okay. So I guess get a few.
We need more information.
Yeah.
More quotes.
So should I tell him to go ahead and plan on replacing the cameras for now?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, the seven.
Replace the broken cameras.
Under the current contract.
Under the current contract.
Okay. And then you and Jason will look at the system?
Yeah.
And then we'll go from there?
Yeah.
Okay. Next, return economic indicator form.
That's just a reminder. reminder.
Usually
I hope everyone got theirs in the mail.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Already returned mine. Handed it to him. Said, here you go.
We should just give them all the rust.
I've done it before. I've done it before.
Oh, I need to do mine. I'm still sitting on my kitchen table.
That's why the reminders.
They always send me a reminder. Yeah. I wait till the last
year. It ain't done.
Can I just say, same as last year?
All right, coronavirus discussion. So, I guess a question. City, we heard that they're going to follow just sort of what the schools are doing, how they're going to do it. Is that correct?
We haven't had a discussion yet. Chief, we mentioned with Dr. Tokars at the health department,
mm-hmm.
and he was implementing, and this was from our public safety committee meeting last week, some type of plan with the deputy chief to figure out what they would happen if there was an outbreak. So
mm-hmm.
I imagine it'll be on the topic. We're on the agenda for discussion tomorrow.
Okay.
But yeah, there's no like, formal plan or maybe even spoken about it as a civil body yet.
Also, it's on the director's listserv now. They're starting to discuss it.
Mm-hmm.
To get this preliminary, people are just starting to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're up to 11 cases now in Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
So as far as, I mean, any basic, do we have any signage up asking people, you know, if they're under the weather, you know, to be cognizant of, you know,
they're not gonna. I mean, they come in with the kid, they'll keep the kids out from going to school, but they'll bring them here.
I'm more concerned about our staff, so
yeah,
make sure, you know, our staff has their, I mean, enough on the counter.
Our staff has the gauze wipes and they're using Purell and they're trying to stay away from people.
Yes.
Well, we were talking in one of our listservs and it's not so much that, but like it lives on things for a while.
So
you're wiping, not the surfaces, the books. You're handling hundreds of books.
Oh.
Well, Jessica was just out there wiping down the books.
I'm going to say, as the books get returned and the DVDs, are people wiping? That's some of the protocol changes, wiping everything down and wearing gloves when you receive the books from the book drop.
It's a good idea.
Yeah.
I know it seems like a lot.
For everything, though, right? Not just the coronavirus.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, the one lady was like, you're definitely going to get sick. I was like, we'd all be dead by then because planes have flown sick people all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, you could wipe down the outside of the book, but you got all the pages.
But the library, the staff is only handling the outside.
Right. Protecting them.
But other people will be handling the inside.
And it's dead by then.
I mean, I just feel like, you know, as much awareness and, you know, especially as vulnerable as seniors can be to it, I think it's worth having a discussion. Are we, you know, adding additional cleaning procedures? You know, are the bathrooms, you know, getting sanitized? You know, how often? And just looking at our overall response and making sure that we're doing what we can now and ready to adapt based on additional recommendations. So, I mean, it's easy to say there's lots of stuff out there, but the reality is most everybody's preparing for now and then also looking at worst case scenario. So
I would say the janitorial staff,
they've been instructed to
jump on their cleaning in the bathrooms and especially the surface areas. That's all just a big precaution.
And then where do we have sanitizer for public use available?
All the desks.
There's Clorox wipes at all the computer desks. And so people
as long as you guys have your own stash of what you use, and then the public has their stash.
We just make sure they don't walk off with
it. Yeah. Just be precautious. You know, we don't want to get our staff members sick and have to shut them down.
Well, what was they talking about in the director's concern was policies like if you have to shut down, how are you going to pay the full time people?
Oh, yeah, that came up in my HR. Like, and they're coming up with policies. Do we have a community pool? Have to make look at that community pool on disease policy.
Not yet.
Probably gonna have to look at that.
A new section of the policy book.
Yep.
Disaster plan.
Yeah.
Community pool disease policy. Like, what do we
state library did send out an email to all the library directors, and I sent to the staff as to what they're doing.
Oh, could you send it to us as well?
It's just basic.
Yeah. Well, just another thing. We may want to have something.
Yeah, coronavirus is just the latest of many that could come into the library.
That's a good tagline.
Yeah. Well, just, you know, making them aware. I know from the school district, we got an email saying that they're taking precautions, letting us know as, you know, our kids and parents, you know, we're
going
to draft up
a bus going somewhere.
Because, I mean, yeah.
Are taking precaution.
I got one from the CEO of Nordstrom to all the customers. Yeah.
Have we had any patrons ask yet about
what we're doing?
Yeah.
So we might want to get ahead of it before.
I would like for us to be an institution of fact and to share from the WHO and from the CDC.
Yes.
To be like, oh, well, this is what they said, and this is what they said. Please read these.
Yes.
The experts, the people in charge, read these.
Yes.
Read these rates instead of the ones that you saw somewhere.
Because that's Facebook.
And then some of the libraries are starting to do programs where they're bringing people from the health department in to do a program for the public at the library.
That's a good idea.
Except most other places are canceling public programs.
I was going to say. Well, you know, it's just really scary because there might be more people using the library. I mean, I feel like a lot of people do have Wi-Fi, but a lot of colleges are, like, kind of afraid and postponing. Like, on the East Coast, they're extending spring breaks. They're closing and telling the kids their classes are online. Yeah. So you may see more people need the library even more when they don't have a school to go to. They might come to the public library if they have to get classwork done somewhere else. So some of us got, like, New York City was like, these kids aren't just here for school. They're here to eat. They're here to wash their clothes.
Yeah.
We can't all just close. Some of us have a higher purpose to our patrons and students, and maybe a program on we've been here before, like on the rates of other things that we blew over and and it's like it looked a lot like this. It's just that now with social media, it's messing with people's heads in a way it was only on the TV before.
SARS,
you know,
when SARS was here.
But people don't even remember that one. I don't, because I wasn't on social media probably the same
SARS,
way it wasn't.
Was it the bird flu that they had the line at the...
The H1N1?
When they had the line at the Kendall County health department.
Did
that
they,
went
for people getting tested?
For people to get the shot.
Yeah.
They had a line of people, I was one of them, that went for about a quarter of a mile. It was a long line, and we stood there for almost 2 hours before we got in there. Because nobody else had the vaccine.
The program would be nice. Anything that you know, reduces the hysteria.
Yeah.
The health department.
Even just like a one page, you know, and here's what we're doing.
The one that I got from the school.
And just have it at the counter if somebody wants it.
Maybe you can contact the Kendall County Health Department and ask them if they have anything.
A fact sheet.
That we could provide.
Yeah, that's nice.
How about staff? Have staff been asking about it at all? Or?
Not really.
Are they concerned? Or are they?
We hear so much on TV and the media.
Yeah, I know.
I don't think we're at our conference. That's supposed to take place in April.
Okay.
Well, cruises are cheap.
Don't remind me.
Thank you.
And you might even get extra time on the boat.
That's not funny. I haven't canceled yet.
All right, well, if there isn't anything else, there's no need to go into executive session, then I say we're adjourned.